Just a review of halakha that comes up from time to time. We know that Sephardim do not take haircuts during the time of the Omer until the 34th day in the morning. So the 34th this year, Tafshin Ayin Dal, it falls out on a Sunday, which means the earliest time for Sephardim to take haircuts would be on the Sunday morning, which is Lamedal. Is that correct? Is that Lamedal? When is it? Is it Monday? Monday. Monday is Lamedal. Correct. This year, Sunday Mechila is Lamed Gimal. Lag Ba'omer is on a Sunday. Correction. Ta'iti. On Monday is Lamedal. So therefore, Monday morning would be the earliest for Sephardim to take a haircut, like every year. Whenever Lamed Dalet, we take it in the morning. You don't have to wait the whole day, nor do we take it the night before. We wait until the morning of Lamed Dalet. The question is about ladies, a ladies' band of taking haircuts. Halakha says no. Ladies can take haircuts throughout the whole entire Sefirat HaOmer. The question is then children. Well, really, this question is discussed in the laws of Tisha B'Av. We know that the week of Tisha B'Av, adults clearly do not shave or take haircuts. So the question is, what about children? So that Maran writes in Tafkuf Nun Aleph in Yudalid that the adults should not trim the hair of the children even during the week of Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons. One reason is for chinuch, train the children to follow the law. And one is to keep the said atmosphere in the house. So when the children even are not also taking haircuts, it adds to the atmosphere. So the Shadat Siyun points out that there's a practical difference between the two reasons. According to the first reason that says it's a chinuch issue, so children beneath six, which we're not really obligated to give them the chinuch yet for these mitzvot, would be permissible. But according to the second reason that says it's for the atmosphere of the house, so it wouldn't make a difference. So the poskim say that that's by the week of Tisha B'Av. But the minhag of not shaving on the Omer, taking a haircut, which is less than that law of Tisha B'Av, certainly we can be lenient, like the first opinion, and if for children beneath the age six, boys and girls, it would be permissible for them to take haircuts on the Omer as well. Sometimes the kid has a big hair and things like that. The mother is nervous, doesn't want to wait until the end of the Sefirah. So a child less than six, they can be lenient to take haircuts even before Sefirah. There are some other dispensations that we allow haircuts to be done. Abi Ben on the day of the Brit Milah. So that's a Yom Simcha for him. And that's the day. So they allowed to take a haircut. On the day of the Pidyon Ben, so they would allow him to take haircut. We don't have weddings during the time of the Sefirah, but there is a custom that sometimes they give haircuts to their children on Lag Ba'omer, the third birthday. Oh, so what do you mean? How can they give the child a haircut on Lag if our custom is Lag? But based on what we said, that children under six, anyway, is room to be lenient. So certainly if you're doing it for the mitzvah, giving them the first haircut on Lag, so Faradim can be lenient. The way Yalkut Yosef English has it in the Lutz Sefirat HaOmer on page 83. However, if let's say somebody is having a party on Sunday night, which is the night of Lad. Okay, so they can have a party, engagement, they bring music even, let's say, for the Simcha and so on and so forth. But the law of haircuts is not overridden. The law of haircuts is not until the morning itself. Again, unless it was a Brit Milah or a Pidyon or one of these Saudat Mitzvah items, but a regular engagement party and things like that, even though it's permissible to make these parties on the night of Lad, just like we would make weddings on the night of Lad, however, the haircuts would have to be pushed until the following morning.